when you came up with this, has part one simply been achieved by the fact that this is alive going into your big day, obviously the Weatherby's Hamilton Lonsdale Cup?
Oh, very much so. I mean, this has surpassed our wildest dreams. We could so easily have got to Ascot and had, I imagine we'd have had a contender at Ascot in the Gold Cup, but then if that horse had been beaten, our first year would have not have been anything like as exciting.
So do you approach this with an element of nervousness and an element of excitement?
Entirely excitement. I really, really hope that Stradivarius can win tomorrow and set the seal on what's been a fantastic initiative in our first year.
Was he always, did you feel, the most likely? If I'd have sat down with you before all this started back in the spring and said, is Stradivarius the most likely horse? Was he the sort of horse that you had in your mind?
Well, I thought Aura of St. George, would would be the favourite to do it. I think Stradivarius was 60-1 when the bookies gave some prices on the initiative. But I know John Gosden embraced the idea from the very outset. And, the four races that Stradivarius has contended in has fitted very well into the programme that John laid out for him.
He's going to be a warm favourite, but you must be pleased to see there is plenty of opposition in there. Max Dynamite's won a Weatherby's Hamilton Lonsdale Cup before, so it isn't going to be a penalty kick.
It certainly isn't. I mean, no horse race ever is, but with nine runners, that's a really, really good field. Yes, if we had come here and only had three or four runners, that would have been disappointing. But nine runners is fantastic, and there are some serious dangers to him.
And it was all about the stayer. And I would imagine you think that the job has been well done so far in year one, because it has increased the profile of it.
Well, it's probably not for me to say, but certainly the stayers have had many more column inches in the papers this summer. The million is only one strand of a bigger initiative, which the BHA and the TBA are also involved in. But it's really been a flag bearer, and I think it has achieved its purpose this year.
Whatever happens in the Weatherby's Hamilton Lonsdale Cup, will you do it again next year?
If we possibly can, we certainly will. I think it's very important to show continuity. But we'll want to sit down with the various other parties, such as the BHA and TBA, and just review what we've achieved so far and see whether there are any embellishments that would be worth making to it.
It's hugely encouraging, if I might say it, for a sponsor who's been involved in this to approach D-Day in such a positive frame of mind.
Well, I think, if one's going to have an initiative like this, one's got to be ready for it to be won, and that's the whole purpose of the million. So I can't think of a better result than if Stradivarius can bring home the million tomorrow.